أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابرين والنصارى والمجوس والذين أشركوا إن الله يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة إن الله على كل شيء شهيد. آية نمبر 17 of Surah Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed those who have brought iman, وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا, and those who became Jews, وَالصَّابِئِينَ, and the Sabian. الصَّابِئِينَ, the Sabian, according to certain mufassirin and scholars, they are those who believed in the Zabur. And they were those who had followed the divine scripture revealed to Dawood alayhi salam. So they are known as the Sabians. That's one interpretation, one explanation with regard to this community or the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to in the Quran. Wal-Nasara, Allah says, and indeed the Christians. Wal-Majus, Al-Majus, the Magian, the Magian, the Qayyu worshipers. Wal-Ladina Ashraku, and all those who have committed shirk. Inna Allah yatfiru baynahum yawm al-qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will decide and judge between each and every one of these different groups on the day of Qiyamah. So we will be separated into groups. You have the believers, they will be in one group. Then you have the Jews, accepted group. The Sabians will be another group. The Christians, the Majus, the fire worshippers, and the polytheists. We will all be sent and we will all be placed in these groups. When we rise up from our graves, then we will all rise up and we will be, there will be no grouping at that point. So we will all be, you know, mixed up and rising up from our graves together. But then at some point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the placing of every type of people of a different, of different faith in different groups. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in shaheed. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness over everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches all. Alam tara, in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that everything in the heavens and the earth, everything, submits to the will of Allah. Inherently, you have two types of submissions. You have the voluntary submission. Voluntary submission and an involuntary submission. So the voluntary submission is found within the human being. The human being chooses whether to submit to the will of Allah, and some human beings choose not to submit to the will of Allah. So a human being, this aspect of submission to the will of Allah is a voluntary thing. But in many other creatures and creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is involuntary. Involuntarily, they submit to the will of Allah because they were not given this option to choose. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over here in this ayah, he speaks of sujood, speaks of prostration. But here sujood refers to submission. So it is used in its broader sense. Allah says, Alam tara, do you not see? أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ, that indeed to Allah prostrates. Sujood, and we said sujood refers here, submission. So do you not see that to Allah alone submits and surrenders, مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, whoever is in the heaven, وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and whoever is in the earth. مَنْ is used for such creatures and creations of Allah which have intellect. So the angels are included in man fis samawat, right? And man fil ard, the human beings and the jinn kind, they are included in the expression of Allah. Now if you look at the angel, it's not a voluntary submission. Inherently, they have been programmed to do one thing, and that is to surrender and submit to the will and the command of Allah. But when it comes to the human kind and the jinn kind, right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left this aspect of submission up to the individual and up to the creature. So Allah says, do you not see that to Allah alone surrender and submit whoever is in the heavens and whoever is in the earth? Wa shams, and the son. The son submits and surrenders the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inherently, it's programmed. It's programmed to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created it for. Wal qamar and the moon, wal nujum and the stars, wal jibal and the mountains, wal shajar and the trees, wal dawab and all creatures and creation, wa kathirun min an-nas and many people. Allah doesn't say all the people. He says wa kathirun min an-nas, and you find many, many people surrendering to the will of Allah. When it came to the mountains, the trees, the stars and the sun, Allah did not say many trees, many mountains, many creatures, many insects, many animals. No, all of them surrender and submit to the will of Allah. But when it comes to humankind, Allah says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Not all of them submit and surrender to the will of Allah. So indeed, it is a great ni'mah and favor from Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us and guided us to that way, which is the way of submission and surrendering to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that we have to be very, very grateful for. So Allah says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ, and there are many people who also submit and surrender. وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابِ, but there are many others upon whom the punishment has been decided. Punishment has been declared that they will suffer as a result of the choice that they made not to submit and not to surrender to Allah. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهِ, and the one whom Allah disgraces, فَمَا لَهُ بِالْمُكْرِمِ, there is none who can honor such a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors people. Allah is the honorer. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the power to disgrace people in this world and in after as well. And one dua that we should make, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, do not ever embarrass me and do not ever degrade me on the day of Qiyamah in front of all the creation. And this is a dua that was taught to us by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has the power and the ability to disgrace whomsoever He wants, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also holds the power to honor whomsoever He wishes. Inna Allah yaf'al ma yasha', Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as He pleases. Brother, this is an ayah of sajda, so just make the sajda before leaving, inshaAllah. Rabbi, 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 Rabbi.